A small skiff bounces on choppy waves off the coast of Mauritania. Local fishermen are hurrying towards a strange scene. Hundreds of dead fish are floating on the surface. One of the men dives in to retrieve them while they're still fresh. It's not the first time they've seen large amounts of fish discarded.
Les poissons morts! Ça arrive souvent?
Do you see dead fish often?
Yes.
D'accord.
There are Chinese and Turkish vessels here. They're here to catch sardines and fish like that. But sometimes they find other kinds of fish. And when they can't use them, they just throw them away.
An estimated 7 million tons of fish are discarded worldwide every year. Just one of these, a meager, similar to sea bass, could feed a family.
At the moment, we're approaching three fishing vessels, two Chinese ones and one unidentified.
There to meet the fishermen is a Greenpeace crew dispatched from the 71-meter ship, the Esperanza.
This one might be fishing, these two are just hanging out. So, but we'll go closer and get proper identification to get right information out of them.
At least 300 Chinese vessels are operating in West African waters, as well as boats from Europe, Turkey, and Russia. The crew has spotted one boat transferring fish to another. Illegal in some countries, because it can be a way to launder illegally caught fish. Unaware of who Greenpeace is, the captain invited them aboard, until he realized they were not the Coast Guard. And he tells them he's changed his mind.
Why do you want to visit my ship?
We would like to visit your ship to have a better understanding of the fishing operation and your involvement in it here in Mauritanian waters.
Vessel captains have the right to refuse permission to board to pretty much anyone, except the Coast Guard. So Greenpeace teamed up with the authorities of Senegal, Guinea-Bissau, Sierra Leone, and Guinea.
Okay, we've got the boat at 11 o'clock.
With the Sierra Leonean authorities, a small Greenpeace team lifts off by helicopter from the Esperanza.
We are U-222, please let me talk to the observer, stop!
A few nautical miles off the coast, they spot a Chinese vessel which refuses to stop.
We are U-222, please let me talk to the observer, please!
Finally, they're able to board, and the team discovers nets with a tiny mesh that can catch fish that are small and too young to reproduce. The authorities will determine whether to impose fines.
So having witnessed so many infractions in so little days actually shows that those fishing vessels don't care, and they don't expect any control in the waters.
Pavel Klinkhammers is Greenpeace's project leader.
They weren't really concerned, or they were actually surprised of what we were doing there. They weren't considering the fact that they could be fined or could be arrested for what they're doing, because they're doing this for years and years without any control, without any involvement of the authorities, so they think they can get away with it.
Further up West Africa's coast, they spot vessels transshipping, illegal in Guinea-Bissau, when away from port. The Flipper and Sally Reefer are registered in the Comoros, but make frequent stops in Las Palmas, Spain.
You don't understand?
No.
People like give fish.
Guinea-Bissau's maritime authorities board the vessel and explain that what they're doing is illegal.
Yeah, finish transport. Finish.
We tried to contact the owners of the vessels, but the companies listed haven't replied. Having arrested a dozen vessels in just a few weeks, the joint mission allows a glimpse into the level of illegal fishing in Africa's waters. But now that the Esperanza has sailed home, maritime authorities are faced with a vast body of water to monitor. Impossible without more resources and regional cooperation. Aboard the Esperanza, Kyle Brown, RFI.